I remember one time, when it was a group of military generals who actually, one of them became the prime minister a couple years later. They had faith in Ajahn Chah, and they, what they wanted and what they did was they made a bunch of medallions thinking that, and they thought of a strategy, knowing that Ajahn Chah didn't do this type of thing, even though it was something that was fairly common in Thai custom and tradition. And he said they knew that the it was a large sangha at Wat Pho Phong, and sometimes there was enough food, and sometimes there wasn't enough food, and there so they their plan to convince Ajahn Chah was if you give permission, we'd like to offer these medallions, and it was like several boxes of them, and you could bless them, and then they could be the people can make offerings for them, and the offerings that come from that could be made into a kitchen fund, and then the sangha could be looked after, and everybody will be happy, especially them. But the Ajahn Chah was pretty cagey, and he said, "Oh, this is it's not appropriate for me to make a decision on my own. I need to consult with the sangha. We're going to be having a sangha meeting." Such and such a time, please come then. And I remember being, it was at a Patimokkha, after the Patimokkha, and then the all of these medallions were brought in, and the these generals and military people came in as a kind of a group, and kind of, you know, confident and smiling and I would say even swaggering a bit, and Ajahn Chah explained what their intention was, and he said it in a very nice, even way, and then he asked the senior. There was all sorts of the senior. I can't remember. It might have been Magha Puja or something. When all of the, because those were the days when Magha Puja was the time when the all of the different branch monasteries gathered at Wat Pho Phong, and so all of the senior elders and disciples and heads of the branch monasteries were at Wat Pho Phong for Patimokkha together. And anyway, he explained it and said, "And what's the this should be a sangha decision rather than a personal decision. What's the sangha's decision? John, what do you think?" Said Lopa John, and Lopa John said, "I think it's a terrible idea." and then sort of asked all the rest of the senior monk. You could just see the sort of all the air going out of these generals sort of being and getting deflated very quickly. And so then that was how Ajahn Chah dealt with it, relying on the sangha, knowing that this is what he's been doing all this time, and he needed some backup and some help from the from the Sangha rather than it being a personal thing. So those medallions were sort of confiscated and kept, and they were actually where they are now is in Lumpa, because that wasn't the only time that that happened. And there's others that similar situations. And when after Ajahn Chah's cremation, and then the enshrining of Ajahn Chah's relics, the decision was to not distribute the relics of Ajahn Chah, but we kept a display which are in the middle part of the jetty that's on top. There's like the big jetty outside, and then there's a small jetty inside, and then there's a crystal bit, and there you can see those relics that are inside. We had, but all the rest of the relics were put into a little crypt in the central part, because we built this little jetty, and because that was the spot where Ajahn Chah was cremated. And so we dug a pit and put in, and then all of those medallions were put in there along with all sorts of other valuables that people offered. It was incredibly inspiring. It was the year after the cremation, and people were coming with gold and jewelry, and people were taking their jewelry off as they're wearing it and putting it in. And somebody came with a whole tray of gold and bracelets and give to the monastics to throw into this put, and then it was covered over, and then the jetty was put on top.